This is Denny Heflin in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report. Today I want to begin with the Conservation Reserve Program sign-up that was recently announced. The USDA did announce on February 1st that there will be a general CRP sign-up held beginning March 12th and continuing through April 6th. Max talked about this briefly on his program last week. During this sign-up, land that is currently not enrolled in CRP may be offered for enrollment. In addition, CRP participants with existing contracts scheduled to expire on September 30th of 2012 may also submit offers for re-enrollment of all or part of the acres within these contracts. Letter notifications will be sent out by FSA's national office the week of February 20th to all participants with general and continuous acres scheduled to expire on this September 30th. This letter will identify your CRP contracts that are scheduled to expire this year and will also explain your options. We have been informed that the soil rental rates will not be increased for this sign-up and will remain the same as they have for the previous sign-up the last couple of years. If you will be interested in offering acres during the CRP sign-up, it will be your responsibility then to contact your FSA office early in the process, especially for the general sign-up, which begins March 12th. The opportunity to reoffer acres under the continuous enrollment extends out through August 1st. But that general sign-up period has a deadline of April 6th. So, again, the general enrollment period is March 12th to April 6th, but the continuous acres can be offered all the way out until August 1st. If you do have questions now that would help you decide if you want to make an offer, contact your FSA office. Here in Audubon, that phone number is 563-4261. In Atlantic, the number is 243-1377. We'd be glad to try to help you get any of these questions answered now so you can begin to complete your determinations if you want to enroll land into CRP. A couple of weeks ago, I shared that FSA has available on the Iowa homepage a monthly newsletter which covers most of the current and hottest topics within FSA. Access for this is gained by going to www.fsa.gov.iowa. That's www.fsa.gov.iowa. Then you just click on the FSA Iowa Home link and then click on Newsletter under the Browse by Subject heading on the left-hand side of the page. This newsletter provides timely information about FSA's programs during the year. And due to the lack of budget, I would strongly suggest producers access this link and mark it to their favorites so it can be easily accessed again. With that budget statement, we will not be putting out the newsletters like we have been in the past. I also talked about another form of communication via my monthly email updates. This email does not have the in-depth information about programs like a newsletter, but it does provide timely reminders about program sign-ups and deadlines and hits the high parts about our current programs. If you would like to be included in this directory, please contact our office with your email address. Producers have found this means of communication to be very helpful, as it does not have all the weighty reading of a newsletter, but it does give you the current highlights and deadlines. Again, contact our office if you are interested in having your name on this email directory. The DCP and acre sign-up will continue through June 1st. We are progressing along very well. We are asking producers to continue to phone ahead and give us your farm information and set up an appointment. This will allow us to prepare the contracts and ensure that we have adequate people available to serve you when you make your county office visit. The procedure is encouraged in both Audubon and Cass counties. As a reminder, if you have questions on the 1099-Gs received for your 2011 payments, give your FSA office a call. We cannot interpret the IRS regulations on what you have to claim for income. However, we can help you review those 1099-Gs for accuracy. In addition, if you need additional information about any of the topics discussed on today's program or any of the FSA programs that will be coming up or deadlines, be sure to contact your offices in Audubon or Atlantic. Again, the phone numbers in Audubon, 712-563-4261, extension 2, and Atlantic, 712-243-1377, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Have a great week, and thank you for listening.